escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stanek ready. He kicks the 1-2 pitch. Broken bat roller towards second. Beatty charges. Gloves, throws. He got him. The ball game's over. Mets rout the Phillies in the opening game of this three-game set as the Phillies, with some familiar mistakes here tonight, fall to the Mets 13-3 in Queens. They've lost eight straight games in this building. And they'll have to turn it around and forget about it quickly with tomorrow's game two. And Jesus Luzardo on the mound. 13-3 the final tonight.
Yeah, they can forget about it. We will not. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Leading you right to 2 o'clock, but leading you up to and through the race, Joe versus Jack, 11:30 at Glenn Mills School. That will be live on YouTube. We got a lot to discuss. It is cut down day for the Eagles and a joke of a baseball game by the Phillies last night up in New York against the Mets. Good morning, everyone. Kyle is back. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. In the famous words of Mike Tyson, Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah. Got punched in the face.
Yeah, they got punched. They got punched square in the face last night. That was just an annoying loss. Not surprising. I mean, the Phillies, although they've been much better than the Mets for the entirety of the regular season, when they play the Mets, Hugh Douglas, they stink. I mean, it's they, especially up there at Citi Field. That game, and we're going to get to it over the course of the show, all the different elements. 215-592-9494 to jump in with us. Hugh, good morning. That game was just annoying last night. You know what they did last night? They reminded us of all the warts that they obviously still have. And they all came out. I mean, they had the bullpen was a joke. The Romano thing is a joke. Their defense was not good. I mean, the defense last night, yesterday I got people trying to tell me to apologize to Trey Turner. Boom, first inning, there's an error there. And then later in the game, he can't get to a ball he should have. Boom, has to knock that baseball down. That rundown by Bryce Harper, where he threw the ball to Stott late, was terrible.
The balk on the mound.
Oh, my goodness. You have the balk. You have 1 of 9 with runners in scoring position. Topper too late to get the starting pitcher out of the game. And then just the fact that Citi Field is a house of horrors for them. 8 in a row. They have, I think I saw this the last night, they have beat the Mets as many times in New York as they beat them in London over the last 15 months. They can't win up there. Hugh, what are you feeling this morning?
Try to tell you.
Oh, don't do this.
I'm just saying, I tried.
Oh, first of all, no. You try to tell me the division wasn't over, which I still believe it is. You're not taking a victory lap because they got their ass kicked for one night.
No.
We're not doing that.
They got their ass
They did get their ass kicked.
You know what this is, man? I got an analogy for you. You know I like to do analogies. Mm-hmm. This is like, okay, you go, like, say you go somewhere and you get in a fight and you get beat up,
yep.
right? And you get your lunch money taken. And so then you go out and you start training really, really hard and you start beating up all other people, like to get your weight back up mm-hmm. to meet your bully. And when you meet your bully again, he beat your ass worse than he beat it the last time he beat your ass.
Is that the Mets and Phillies right now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, and this didn't even, I need to see this because I didn't see it because I saw Bryce talk at the end of the game. And listen, I'm sorry. I'm completely oblivious to what people wear because, you know, I tend to kind of, you know, wear what I want to wear. Sometimes yeah. I get to places, like one time we had to wear Eagles gear. And I got there and I didn't have one of these Eagles gear. So I was like, damn, I didn't know. So the what was it called, Kyle? The rivalry starter pack?
The rivalry pack?
Yeah. So Bryce Harper, if you like Hugh Douglas less than, and you may have been noticing more of the bad defense, the poor pitching, the bullpen management, all that last night, the 13-3 loss. You may have missed that Bryce Harper decided last night, along with striking out twice and making a joke of a play at first base, Bryce, our guy, decided last night, let's roll out Mets color gear, like his elbow guard, his batting gloves, the cleats. He decided last night was the night for the rivalry pack. So we got to add this to the nonsense that Bryce Harper thought last night was a fashion show. And we're going to wear, I mean, why would you ever wear Mets gear? Why? It's like, could you imagine Jalen Hurts rolling out blue and silver next week for the Eagles-Cowboys game? I'm wearing the rivalry pack. How about don't?
No, let me tell you. I haven't played football about 20 years, right? I bought a pair of shoes like a couple months ago. And they were blue and silver, right? I ordered them. Like, I had them made, like, you know, the customized Nike shoes.
Yeah.
And when they came, after they came, it dawned on me that they were Dallas Cowboys.
Return those things. Send them right back.
I couldn't
Send
return them
right
because
back.
I bought them. But what I did, I bought another pair. And I said, I can't wear these anywhere.
Can't do it.
And I haven't played sports in like 20 years, and I still feel that way about certain colors, certain color combinations. For you to think it was a good idea to do that was interesting. You got to run it back, though. You got to run that back.
No, no, no.
You got to run it back.
No, no, no. Hugh.
You got to run it back.
He needs to take those things.
You got
to
run it back.
And either
you
burn
can't run
or
from it.
No, you can't. No.
Listen.
No, no,
you
no.
workshopped that whole outfit. You laid that. You know what he did? He was in his room, and whomever he's with that gets him his gear to wear.
Yeah.
He laid that out on his bed, right? And he was like, ooh, I'm going to kill him with this one. He said, Joe.
You killed me watching it.
He said, ooh, I can't wait to play the Mets. I'm going to kill him with this outfit. Well, then, and went out there and got dragged.
Maybe if you're going to wear
it. You got to run it back.
You got
to run it back.
Maybe if you're going to wear that. How about go 3-for-4 and win the game? Like, you can't go out there and get your ass kicked wearing Mets gear.
Ooh,
no, it's not funny. I mean, it really, last night was annoying.
It is funny.
It's not.
Mm-mm. It is.
Stop it.
You know what's funny about last night?
Last night was not funny at all.
You know what?
You know, making a mockery of a very serious situation.
You know what? No, let me tell you. Because last night, what I saw from the Mets, They were probably outside when they got off the bus at the hotel tomorrow. Couldn't wait till y'all get here.
That's the way the Mets always are against the Phillies.
They look like they were like, man, I'm glad y'all in town.
And that's, of all the things last night, you have the pitching, you have the Romano, you have the Bryce Harper rivalry starter pack, whatever the hell he calls it, all of it. The bad defense. What annoyed me the most is, the for whatever reason, when the Phillies go to New York, they cower. And then we didn't even get to the Alec Bohm thing. That's the biggest loser energy standing there. A 19-minute delay because it was a camera in center field. I mean, goodness gracious, Alec Bohm, shut up. And not like, and it's such a, oh, I ran into a double play. It's the camera's fault out there. No, it's your fault. I hate it because I hate the Mets. And I'm not worried about this division, but I am worried about seeing them in October because every time we face them, especially up there, Hugh, for whatever reason, they cower. They do not show up at Citi Field. 215-592-9494. What bothered you the most is the Phillies go down 13-3 to the Mets last night. The division lead now sits at 6. Kyle, welcome back. You come back to a day we're all angry.
Yes, yep.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Yep, I hate you guys. I hate the Phillies. Hugh Douglas making excuses,
making
a mockery of the whole situation. It's good to be back.
There's people out there that are upset today, and you're laughing.
I'm laughing because it was ridiculous.
Now, listen, Douglas. Order is restored today. I am back. I will not let you get away with these shenanigans.
You can't try to police what happened the last couple days. Well,
unfortunately, neither of us were here Friday, and this guy ran amok.
I mean, unbelievable.
You can't police those last couple days, Kyle. You took off. That's on you.
Well, all right. Well,
we had a wonderful time Friday.
Well, play time's over, buddy. Anyway, I'm just annoyed with all of them. They all looked and acted like complete losers last night.
Yeah.
I mean, even Sanchez, who I can forgive, he's allowed to have one bad outing.
Yep.
But the temper tantrum that he threw in the dugout after his bad outing, the Alec Boehm thing that delayed the game for like 15 minutes for just like complete nonsense, and what Bryce Harper's performance, I mean, shriveling up in a moment where he could have busted the game open and then letting the Mets tie it immediately in the bottom of that inning immediately after.
Yep.
And then what he said after the game, and I'm already tired of hearing Hugh talk about running the stupid cleats
back.
No, Hugh, say you went to some club dressed up like you were at that golf outing, looking totally ridiculous. You were like, I'm going to kill him with this one. Going to get so many ladies. You go home with zero ladies. You don't go and say, I'm going to run that back. No, you scrap the outfit. You go back and you try something new because it didn't work. We're not running it back.
No, you got to run it back.
No, you don't.
If I had the outfit, I'd say maybe I need to unbutton another button or something.
I never want to hear Bryce Harper talk about the rivalry pack or wear Mets colors ever again. Bryce, I still love you, buddy. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, that was
don't ever do that again.
Never again. I'm with you,
Kyle. He's going to do it tonight.
Well, he better not. Well, you know what? Not if we're loud enough for the next 8 hours or whatever.
No, you got to run it back.
No.
Bryce, run it back, dog. You got to run it back.
Please don't listen to Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction. We'll get all your phone calls up on the other side to the Phillies' loss last night, 13-3. They've lost 8 straight at Citi Field. In the last 15 months, they've beaten the Mets in New York as many times they beat them in London. That place, I hate Citi Field. I hate the Mets. I hate when the Phillies lose the Mets. And last night had a little bit of everything. The bullpen, the starter, the defense, the offense, 1-9 runners in scoring position, Topper. And we'll let you hear for Bryce Harper an explanation for the Mets stuff and why he was wearing Mets colors last night. You got to hear this.
Kill him with that outfit.
No, just stop it.
You
all right, that's
enough.
It's all coming up. 215-592-9494. We react to the Phillies. We have a fantasy spot to give away today in a very unique way. And 11:30 today, Glenn Mills School, DeCamera, Fritz, they're going to run a 400. We'll air it live on YouTube. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I felt like it last night. Welcome back. Midday show. Well,
it's not the end of the world, but you did take an ass whooping, though.
It was an ass whooping. 13-3, and it felt like sometimes there's 13-3 games, you kind of just move off it. It felt like 13-3 last night. That was a joke.
They rubbed it in your face.
Yep.
They rubbed that one in your face.
Well, they always do. I mean, the Mets have had a lot of success against the Phillies.
You put Jordan Romano out there, you're inviting.
Well, and also Ross.
You're inviting a pile on.
Yeah, Ross and Romano, those two. I can't do the Romano thing again. All right, 215-592-9494. What bothered you the most about last night's Phillies loss to the Mets? There's a lot to chew on, from the Harper rivalry starter pack to the Sanchez start. I thought Topper left him in too long. Then Romano, the defense, Alec Bohm, such loser energy, complaining about a camera in center field. Where do you come down? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, men.
Good morning, Chris.
What's up, Mike?
Allow me to long talk a bit here, Mr. Douglas. But with all due respect, no, you know, scratch that. No respect. Take this personal. That was flat out embarrassing last night. I am so tired of these stupid mutts beating us in Citi Field. I'm just beyond done. I'm nauseous beyond done. And let me go through a number of the stupid things that we all had to witness last night. The ridiculousness of the microphone in center field that was all kicked off by crybaby Bohm. Like, have you ever seen something so ridiculous? A 19-hour delay, and those idiots up there couldn't even figure out who could go take the thing down, and it all stood around like it was some complex situation going on. It was just ridiculous. But anyway, the stupid person dressed in the costume behind home plate that I had to keep seeing bobbing up and down while pitches were being thrown, you know, and this I blame Douglas for, because he started this embarrassing nonsense. I had to see Romano G stink to high heavens again. That man better not make this playoff roster. He better not be on there. And then Rob Zombie sleepwalking, managing a game again, like, wake up, okay? And then Bryce, let me tell you something, Bryce. Wearing that Mets clown suit last night, grow up and spend your time and energy. How about you spend it hitting the ball, okay? Will you lock in? That was a total train wreck. And you know what? I'm so angry. When I first talked to Kyle, I had no idea where to direct my anger, but oh, now I know exactly where.
Yep,
because Giggling Douglas showed up to work today.
As if it's all a joke. As if it's a big joke.
It's not a joke. It is a joke to me. You know why it's a joke to me?
I blame you. And you know what?
Thank you.
Lock in. Take the pledge already.
I did take the pledge.
Speaking of people who need to man up and lock in, here's a man that needs to lock in. Message to Mr. Jack Fritz. Run, Fritz! R-U-S, run!
Chris, good phone call. I like how we've kind of dumbed down the words. Last week we had a misspelling of bisque when you weren't here.
Oh no!
Yeah, we misspelled.
Yeah,
we just keep
need
it
to rein it
now.
In a little bit. Three letter words. We could baby steps, guys. Baby.
Well,
steps.
Yesterday we had someone misspell Philly, so we're all over the place. No, I agree. Hugh's to blame. I mean,
it's not my fault.
Well, this is not funny. What happened?
Yeah, it's not funny. You know what happened? Let me tell you.
If you took the pledge, you wouldn't have giggled.
I'm laughing. You know why? Because they rode up there with their Suburban Energy and their minivans, you know, thinking that they were going to win this game. And they went out and got some new outfits, Bryce's new outfit, where he was like, ooh, I'm going to kill him with this one. And they played against a team that was fighting for their lives.
Yes.
And beat the brakes off of them.
I know.
And
that's
not fun.
They played
like that from the beginning to the end. No, it's a wake-up call for the Phillies, because that's probably who they're going to have to go through in order to get to where they want to go.
You very well might be right. Look, I still don't think after last – like nothing about what I said yesterday changes off of one game. They're still six up. They're still in
a great
position. But
you don't want to see them in the playoffs.
I don't. And to your point, if the Phillies fall out of the two seed and fall to the three, the Mets right now are the six. That would be the first – we'd play the Mets again in the first round.
And you could tell – by the way they played last night, I don't know if anybody else saw. I don't know we're going to blame Topper and all the other people. But – it's something to be said about a team that gets you off your square, especially when you came into town playing as well as you were playing.
I agree with you. They're in their head.
And for them, I saw a lot last night, and this is how I saw it. I saw a team that was happy that you came in because they felt good about the matchup. They felt good about whatever game plan they had against you. They felt good about implementing that game plan. And the second thing that I saw was major meltdowns across the board.
Well, Sanchez throwing stuff in the dugout, and you have Boehm. I mean, again,
because Bryce, he let him know it was coming. He kind of
Bryce held it too long, though.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Stott's got to catch it.
He got to catch it.
Yeah, but Bryce
held
it too long. Yeah, all right, speaking of Bryce, can we hear from Bryce last night? Or a couple things. First, let's get this out of the way, because what you're going to hear Bryce say here is not wrong. I just don't love that they're acknowledging it and talking about it as if it's just a thing. Like, we all have to accept. Here's Bryce last night talking about how the Phillies do not play well at Citi Field.
No, I mean, it's a good team over there. Right now, we don't play too well here. Obviously, tonight didn't go the way we wanted it to, and kind of got away from, in the, I think the fifth inning or sixth inning there. So, just got to be better. Got to, flush it as quick as possible and get ready for tomorrow.
Flush it.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows they don't play well up here. I mean, that's.
But you know what? You know what's funny to me?
Even them.
You know what's funny about what he said?
Nothing.
Well, it is.
Just choose a different word, please.
Yeah. Funny. Ironic, interesting.
Why don't you do the thing you did with Tobias that's equally as annoying but better than funny? It's fascinating.
It's funny.
I find
it fascinating. Wait, let me tell you why it's funny.
It's not. You're not going to convince me.
Because you acknowledge that you don't play well there.
Yes, he did.
But. You felt that this was the game to roll out your rivalry starter pack.
Let's hear it. So if you saw it last night, so actually I was listening to the first few innings of the game, and I heard.
You better stop laughing.
I'm just laughing because that was stupid.
You and Bryce on my last nerve.
I'm sorry.
I heard Scott and Stock last night talking about this. I was trying to understand what they meant, and then I got home and put the game on TV and I saw it. So if you noticed it last night, Bryce Harper was wearing Mets colors.
I didn't notice until y'all said something.
In terms of his cleats and the gloves and all that, he was wearing Mets colors. And so a couple months ago, he was on Scott Lauber's podcast, and he explained that this was planned out. So this is Bryce's explanation of him planning this out for, I guess, last night. Here it is.
My favorite cleats that I'm going to wear are later this year. It's actually the rivalry pack.
Oh.
And so with certain teams, I'm going to wear their colors against them. Yeah, so like when we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's colors as my cleats and my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack.
Yeah.
I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do. And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
Oh, he killed him all right. He killed me. The clown move, dude.
You know, maybe I know the three of us are different ages. Maybe I'm just starting to like push 40 here. Is this supposed to be cool? Because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Who is this for?
I guess it's for Kyle.
It's for Kyle.
It's for Kyle.
Excuse
me.
It's for Kyle. It definitely wasn't for me. the dude. Fact that he said on a podcast.
You're the one laughing about
no,
it.
No, I'm laughing because why would you do that? Everything that you talked about, hey, man, we don't play well, lock in. Like, the worst thing you could do is put yourself in a situation where what we do what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Looking at you speculating on why the hell you wore that. That was not bright. You haven't won there and played there in eight tries. But you thought tonight was going to be the night. So you rolled out. I got this. Ooh, this elbow pad. Oh, I got these shoes. Oh, man, my outfit, it don't match. But I'm going to kill him with this one. I'm going to hit three of them things out the park. Come on, man.
Well, it's and I think we, you know, people say sometimes you got to keep the same energy. If I said it earlier, if Jalen Hurts rolls out next week wearing blue and silver before the Cowboys game and then sucks, you think people are going to be happy about that?
Hold on. Didn't one of your teammates wear a Michael Irvin jersey after losing to the Cowboys?
At the time that happened, wasn't my teammate.
Okay.
Wasn't on the team. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I was a teammate of WIP.
Did you find it funny?
Or did you kill him for it?
No, Angelo killed. You know what? Speaking of that, that's why that whole thing happened.
Now it's excuse making, Douglas.
No, it wasn't. It was not a bright move, but he got on television.
Yeah.
And he wore that outfit, and Angelo flamed him the next day.
Good, and we're going to flame Harper
today. Nas Ether, the song Ether. Yeah.
Harper deserves to get flamed today. It's a total joke.
He got to run it back, though.
No, he does not.
He got to run it back.
He will look ridiculous if he does it again tonight.
$2. Say he runs it back.
But he might. He shouldn't. A lot of people do dumb things. They shouldn't do them. If he rolls out there tonight wearing Mets colors, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, dude, read the room.
So prepare for your mind to be lost.
Read the room. I haven't seen anyone that said, you know what? That was cool. I'm glad he did that. That you know what? I'm going to buy those now.
You know what?
I just keep asking, who was that for? Like, who is the audience that wants to see Bryce Harper in Mets colors?
As much as we talk about Bryce being a pandering chief and the fact that he knows the city, he obviously doesn't know the city because that was not – I don't know anybody that would do that. One of your biggest rivals, I know that, the Mets. And for you to say, like, you want to wear their colors, people were confused. I'm pretty sure they were confused, but you did it anyway.
And you didn't play well. I mean, if Bryce Harper had a great game, we're probably just laughing about this more than we are annoyed about it.
I'm laughing about it.
Well, you are. And now I'm annoyed at you laughing. That's where I'm at. All right, let's go to Charlie in Glenside. What's up, Charlie?
Oh, my God. How can you not laugh at Harper? He looks like a fool, a total fool out there. He doesn't understand Philadelphia. All the pandering is nothing but that pandering. He's not a Philly guy. Never was, never will be. He's got to get a grip. Who's in charge down there? Where's Schwarber to jack him up in the corner and say, yo, bro, take that stuff off. It ain't going to fly in Philly. It's a joke. The Phillies are a joke. They got to get rid of them. That's all I got.
Wow. Charlie came in strong this morning.
That's how you do it, Douglas.
Yeah,
Charlie, didn't you call us yesterday? Or didn't he call us yesterday?
I don't remember if Charlie did.
Oh, you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Do you remember
Somebody
Charlie's
told,
call?
No, it just sounded his voice off of me.
Okay.
Somebody was telling us to relax because we got this. Now it just sounds like it was.
Well, but these are two separate emotions. Yeah. The Phillies have
it's two separate emotions.
Well, the Phillies likely have the division wrapped up.
No,
up
they
six,
do, but
right?
They got,
but you could still be pissed at Bryce Harper. I mean, these are two separate things.
You don't want to see them right now. I would not want to see the Mets in the postseason.
I don't either. It's pretty obvious to me that the Mets. You said it well a few minutes ago. They almost laugh and smile when the Phillies come in.
They were clapping. They were outside. They were outside the hotel talking about, I'm glad y'all made it.
The Mets have got their butts kicked for 2 months by everybody else. Phillies walk in,
nothing's
they're
more
like,
oh. Because the Mets give off the most loser energy of any team that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Except when they play the Phillies.
I can't take it.
It was a lot. It was a lot to watch the fist pumps, the pointing, the stealing bases, the loading bases. That was a lot.
Harper thing just made it. For all the pandering and stuff, Charlie brought it up. That might be the single most tone-deaf thing he has done his entire tenure in Philadelphia.
You know, we always talk about you need to have people around you that tell you, like, what are you doing, man? Someone's got to talk to him and be like, what are you doing?
You're right, because I can't imagine that flies in a lot of clubhouses.
I can't either. That was him and his marketing people. I'm sure that wasn't his teammates telling him, yeah, go ahead, do this.
What would Dutch say?
I can't say it on the air. That's what Dutch would have said. All right, let's go to Darian in Roxburgh. What's up, Darian?
Hey, I'm tired of how negative the city is.
Okay.
Not only are you overreacting to the game, I wish people would leave Alec Boehm and Bryce Harper alone.
You want me to leave Bryce Harper alone for wearing Mets colors last night? And Boehm.
Why does that matter?
Well, because it's tone deaf, Darian. It doesn't make it. What would you say if Jalen Hurts wore Cowboys colors next week?
Why would that matter?
Okay. Then doesn't.
I mean, I don't know why he would do it, but why? Would
well,
that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But you led us there. Why would he do it? It's
Darian,
just dumb.
Darian, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What school you go to?
Roxburgh.
I don't know who. No, I'm talking about your college. Did you go to college?
No.
Okay, who was the rival of Roxborough?
Roman.
There you go.
So you would go to a Roxborough game wearing Roman colors, rooting for Roxborough?
Well, I mean, I don't know why.
I didn't ask you.
Why.
Listen, Darian,
well,
this
why is
a,
it, why
Darian,
is it dumb?
Darian, I asked you a question.
Per se. Why is it dumb, Darian, per se?
I just asked you a question. All I need you to do is answer yes and no. Want me to frame it for you again? Here we go.
Wait a minute,
because you didn't catch it the first time, so I'm going to throw it right back at you. You went to Roxborough, right?
Yeah.
So you would wear your rival school's colors to a Roxborough game and root for Roxborough with the other team colors on?
As long as you're rooting for your own team.
Yeah. I tell you what. When you go back to the high school to root for them this football season, do that and tell me how it works out for you. And then come back and ask me that question.
All right,
Darian, you're an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah.
Would you ever wear Cowboys gear, colors?
Just to be funny, maybe.
Okay, well, I don't know who's laughing, but Darian, you said
that's not funny.
You said the Boehm thing we're being too hard on too. Darian, he ran into a double play. By the way, the camera hadn't moved; it was all in the same spot. The microphone, the camera, out in center field.
It's not just that. I think Boehm is just an emotional guy.
People mistake it for immaturity. I think it is immaturity. I mean, the guy looks like he's going to burst into tears every time there's a double play. Darian,
he just cares a lot.
I know. But does it help him perform in big spots? Because it's hard for me to remember him getting big hits and big moments in October. Like I think you're right, Darian. I think it comes from a spot of he cares a lot and he's emotional. I just don't think it helps. I think the Mets feed off it. Like, they're probably sitting there like, this guy's complaining about the camera in center field that's been there the whole game?
Soft.
It's soft. It's not a good look.
I don't know. Maybe some people, like, Nola just doesn't do well against certain, he's just, like, Nola's different in his way and Boehm's different in his way.
You know what we call that when I used to play? That's your kryptonite. So the Mets are their kryptonite.
It feels like it. It does. And Darian, we preached the phone call. Hugh, I think it does feel that way. I mean, the Phillies have played really well. They've put it together. They've been much better the last couple of weeks, right? They've given us hope even without Zach Wheeler.
The defense has been better. The way that they play behind the solid pitching that we've gotten.
Yep.
Has played, they played better.
And then last night?
They came unraveled.
They did. All right, speaking of unraveled, let's hear. This is how it sounded. I believe this is the SNY call. I think this is how it sounded. SNY's broadcast of the game last night as they were trying to figure out what Boehm was upset about during the game yesterday.
And we'll face the left-hand hitter, Brandon Marsh. And what do we got? Home plate umpire Scott Barry is pointing at something. I don't know if there's something on the field.
Oh, is there something hanging over the city sign on center field, Gear? Yeah, above the city sign in center field, just to the left of the 408.
That's a light.
The speaker.
It's one of those parabolic mics. It's not ours.
It's on the other side, too.
I think it was John. It was in the sight line for Marsh with the right hand pitcher,
yes.
But with a left-hand pitcher, it shouldn't matter, should it?
And there's one on the other side as well.
Yeah, so look, he saw it. He granted to a double play. Then he's kind of walking back, and he passes by Paco Figueroa, the first base coach, and he says something to him, and he points out, and then they go to the umpire. And I'm not saying Sanchez was pitching well because he wasn't pitching great last night, but that was a long delay, and I wondered when Sanchez struggled the next inning if he was kind of just sitting dugout too long as they waited around.
Maybe. I mean, but that's a lot to complain about when you're supposed to be locked into the game. Now, I'm not a baseball player. I'll give him that. And I don't know how much that would affect the way that I'm playing. Don't know. But I do know this. You're playing in a series where a team that has had your number for a long time, you have to lock in. Because going into that game, I would imagine, you know the history, you know what's being said or you know what has happened since you've been there, you have to protect yourself from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, there were too many moments that happened in that game where you saw meltdowns. And on the flip side of that, what stuck out to me was every time something negative happened, it felt like it charged the Mets and it gave them momentum and it gave them, you know, they pumped their chest out and they felt good about it. So much so that I heard the manager talk after the game, and the way that he was talking about gaining momentum and getting back in this thing. And the thing that bothered me about his tone was the confidence level that he had in it. Like, he had something on the Phillies that he knew their weak spots.
It's almost as if, like, because they heading into last night, there's seven games left. That they were saying, like, yeah, we're seven back, but we got them.
We got them for seven games.
Well, yeah, and that's, you would think that would be a tough task for them to win, you know, more than half of them. But the way they've played the Phillies the last few years, I'm sure that they feel confident about
rivalry
it.
Rivalry starter pack is crazy, though, Joe.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And I understand, like, Darren, shout out to you. I understand you sound like an even keel, good dude. But dude, you don't, that dog don't.
It
hunt,
should
man.
Never see the light of day again.
No, that dog. He's gonna wear it tonight.
It
no.
has to be
$2.
burned.
$2.
Okay, if they want to give it, to
right
people
now.
who don't have gear or kids, give it away.
$2.
Donate it.
Yep. $2. He runs it back.
Donate it or burn it. There's two options.
Yeah, we're not talking about whether he will or not.
He should absolutely not do it.
But he's gonna run it back. Got to. You have, dude. You waited. How many months to roll this out?
They haven't played in City Field, I believe, since April.
Dude, you got to run it out. You got to run it back out
You
there.
Do not. You don't
you
have to do anything.
You got to. You got to run
what
it back
What did you
out
say?
There.
You bought the wrong sneakers, you put those away, and you got
well,
the new ones.
That's me, because I have what they call vision.
You do not. Yeah.
I have vision.
No, he should just pull a Hugh and say he was smoking crack. He did not. He,
you know
he
what?
Gonna
I'm going to be honest with you. That will go over better here than if he runs it back out.
He's going to run it back. But I was smoking crack.
Chuck in Mount Airy's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
What up, fellas? What's going on? Hey, listen, let me say this about the Phillies real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team, you know, they did the two things right now. They woke up a sleeping giant yesterday. That, you know, the Mets, they could have buried them. Now the Mets are going to be looking at this and saying, you know what, this is the team that's leading our division. This team right here, you know, and it's going to give them a jump start. I'm telling you right now, they don't win tonight. They're not going to win tonight. And they might get swept out of City Field. If we talking about Kellers? We're talking about Kellers right now? We are you serious? Like, I mean, you know, I understand, you know, Bryce Winn, Cutler, you know, he should have did that. But this team got a bigger issue. They better pray to God that they don't play the Mets in the playoffs and the Mets don't get it together. Because this team had no chance of beating the Mets at all. You know, they got a Met problem. And I said this a few months ago. You know, I seen it yesterday when I watched that. I watched their whole game yesterday. You know, because, you know, like I said, my wife loved watching the Phillies. So we sat there and watched their whole game yesterday. And I watched them implode from the defense, the pitching, even the manager. But I can't blame Chopper. Because who the hell is he going to go to in the bullpen? You know what I mean? That bullpen stinks outside of Duran. And he showed that he was human the other day, you know, against Washington. You know what I mean? Not saying he's going to go forth and have that type of outing going forward. But he showed he had a human side to him the other day. So outside of Duran, who are you trusting in that bullpen? And I heard earlier Ruth say they have a tremendous bullpen and they have a tremendous starting pitching. Newsflash, Ruth, they don't have nothing. I don't know what game you're watching, but that pitching, which was watching Shrimp, is now a weakness. And the bullpen been weak all year long. And now when it goes against the Mets, I tell you, you know, this team, they just bend over and let the Mets do whatever they want to do to them. And, you know, I'm quite sick of it. And I'm not believing in this team, but, you know, when it comes to that team, the Mets. You know, leave them alone. We don't want – anybody say they want the Mets, you're fooling yourself. I don't want no parts of that. You know, it's like having a friend that's going up there and challenging somebody that they know they can't – you know they can't beat. You're going to tell that friend, you know, leave well enough alone. You know what I mean? And go in and challenge somebody else. Because this guy – these guys – You don't want no parts of them.
Chuck, I agree. I agree with that. I don't want the Mets in the postseason. And it's annoying that the Phillies wilt. I mean, especially up there in New York. They wilt. They've lost 8 in a row, 22 of 29. And the difference between the teams in this time, at best, it's even. Like, it's not like one team is a 100-win team and one team's a 60-win team. They're pretty much the same. And yet, when they play out there, they can't beat them. 215-592-9494. We'll get to some calls coming up. React everything from last night. The beatdown, Harper, his cleats, Sanchez. Harper obviously should not wear the starter pack tonight. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can win the final spot in our Midday Show Fantasy League. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We got a lot to do today. We have to say goodbye to something we've been trying to have happen here in the Midday Show for a long time. That dream ended yesterday. Eagles, it is cut down day today. 4 o'clock, Eagles have to have a 53-man roster. As more names get cut and more news comes out, we'll talk about it. And coming up in just a little bit, it is Joe versus Jack. It is running. We will carry it live on YouTube so you can watch them run, which should be a scene, over at Glen Mills School at 11:30. And we'll take you through the whole thing coming up in just a little bit. All right, before we go back to the phone lines and all the Philly stuff, because last night was a disaster. You know, Hugh's getting a kick out of it. Kyle and I are annoyed.
No, you know what I'm getting a kick out of? Mm. Because I remember vividly, like, playing at the Vet. We all know how bad the turf was.
Oh, yeah.
And when teams would come in and they would complain about the turf, you weren't about the wrong thing.
That's in their head already.
And they used to come out there and you would hear guys, gee, guys, how do you play on this stuff? It's just so hard. Hey, man, it's home for us. Now, we're paying for it now as we're older. But during the time, that was like when teams did that, you knew you had them because they weren't thinking about the wrong thing. And when Bohm started complaining about those mics that been out there, I heard they've been out there for years.
And from what I understood last night, it wasn't like they were moving them. And his first at bat, he didn't say anything. Then he grounds the double play, and all of a sudden, it's a big thing.
Yeah, because you're worried about the wrong thing. Suburban energy, Joe. That's what that is.
I'll call it loser energy.
Suburban energy. Okay. That's the suburban kids when they come out there and they be like, "Well, why is the grass not been cut?" And stuff like that. Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I agree.
About the wrong thing.
I agree with you on that. All right. Your reaction to all this. What bothered you the most last night? The Bryce Harper rivalry pack wearing the Mets colors for whatever the hell reason he was.
I'm sorry. Every time you say it, he
workshopped it.
No, he ain't gonna play it again, but still. He sat there and talked to somebody.
It was Scott Lauber, the Inquirer.
About his fits.
Yeah.
and how he couldn't wait to roll him out.
Yeah, roll him back in. How's that sound? All right, what bothered you most last night? The Phillies 13-3 loss to the Mets. We'll get to more stuff on Sanchez Romano as well. But, Hugh, this is a big day. We have one spot, just one spot left in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. We're going to do a live draft next Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
That's September 3rd at McGurk's in Royersford. 6 p.m. is draft time. So you have to be able to be there live. 6 p.m. Royersford next Wednesday night, September 3rd, our live draft for the Midday Show League. One spot left. Now, we have a little problem on our hands that we've uncovered the last couple days. Hugh, as we discovered yesterday when he rolled back in and sang happy birthday to you, it sounds like Aaron in San Diego has invited himself into the league. Like,
I've yet to hear that, by the way.
Yeah, the happy birthday?
The happy birthday. Okay. It sounds like it. I mean,
it was uncomfortable.
I can only imagine it's one of the cringiest things that ever went across these airwaves.
It really was.
I'm not looking forward to
hearing
All right,
so Aaron has booked a flight. He is going to show up. And I think the only fair way to do this today is we need your pitch to get in over Aaron. So here's what I need today. Tell us why you should be in the league over Aaron. Or if you just want to tell us why you don't want Aaron in the league, that counts too. Basically, I need someone to kick Aaron out of the league. You got to be
the
one. Okay, so if someone makes a compelling case, they will take Aaron's spot. But listen, if people don't make a good enough case, Aaron keeps the spot. I mean, we got to be diplomatic about this and fair.
So I'm willing to be fair.
Okay.
Not going to take much convincing for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm already, like, you could breathe and I would prefer to have you in the league over Aaron in San Diego.
Okay.
But I will be fair. Mm-hmm. If nobody is able to make a good enough pitch, then I'm fair is fair. Rules are rules.
All right. How about this? We start here. We give Aaron the floor first. He makes his own pitch and then we go from there. Aaron in San Diego, who's getting ready to take a flight out here to the East Coast. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Already done. I mean, I'm sold. Aaron's out of the league.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
First, I'd like to talk about the topic of the day. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously, this has nothing to do with talent, because I think the Mets and the Phillies are, you know, equally talented. And I think the Phillies actually might have they might have the edge with the talent. But I will tell you something. In terms of the mental game, the Mets absolutely own the Phillies.
Without question, Aaron. And it just gets worse. I mean, the playoffs last year, the Phillies cratered in that series. They go there in April, they get swept. And then they go there last night and get beat up. And Aaron, you look at the standings. The Phillies, if you take away the Mets-Phillies games this year, like the head-to-head, the Phillies are like 10 games better when they're not playing each other. But when they play each other, they look like garbage.
Well, and that's the other, when you, and in spring training, you know, what came out of these guys' mouths, I didn't like. When you listen to, like, the Eagles, they are one, focused team, right? They are all hands on deck. They are ready for the mission. And you listen to, you know, the Bryce Harpers, and he's talking about, you know, different styles and stuff like that. And you watch Boehm, the way that he carries himself on the field. These guys, and Hugh, we talk about it all the time in terms of, you know, living rent-free in people's minds. The Mets absolutely positively live in the Phillies' minds rent-free.
They do, and they have for years, and I don't want to see them in the playoffs, and yet we still got to play six in the regular season. All right, Aaron, we know you have a flight booked. Make your pitch why you should get that spot when you show up at McGurk's, that you're the one in the league. What do you got, Aaron? What's your pitch?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, you know, I'm an individual that calls the show on a regular basis.
It's true.
Get up every morning, you know, 6 a.m., you know, come on here, give it all I've got. I paid for a flight. I paid for a rental car to come back 3,000 miles see you guys. Because, you know, even though you guys think that I want to turn it into the Aaron in San Diego show, I just want to be part of the show. I just want to contribute. I want to think outside of the box. I want to give, you know, content to you guys.
All right. You know
the
what?
You
got more. This is the problem.
I got more. Listen, and there's no denying whether you dislike me or you love me, you know, Aaron in San Diego in this fantasy draft takes this draft from being a back burner topic to front page news. I mean, the Kyle and Aaron in San Diego dynamic alone is going to give you guys so much ammunition for your show It's not even funny. And then my team name is already done.
Oh boy.
It's in Hurts We Trust. Oh. My first pick in the draft is going to be Jalen Hurts. So that way, every week,
oh, you're going to be that guy that throws the you're going to throw the whole draft process off. You take him in the first round.
I can talk about the chosen one each and every week and how he is leading me to the fantasy football championship.
All right, Aaron. No.
It's getting worse and worse by the second.
Heard enough.
Aaron's problem is that he's got diarrhea of the mouth.
He's got the flight, the rental car. Well, all that, whatever else he said.
It's a lot.
Yeah, he's going to take people that look. I don't mind if someone takes a player above their draft position because then it leaves other good players first. But when people start taking quarterbacks in the first few picks, it throws the whole draft process off. I'm not saying you did that, Hugh. I'm just
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, jeez. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. All right, you got to make your case. Make the case against Aaron or for yourself. The best answer we get today. And look, if it's Aaron, it's Aaron. Gets the last spot in the midday show, Fantasy League. Your calls in the Phils. And all about the fantasy draft coming up. And this hour, we have ourselves Joe versus Jack running. It's all coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.